Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's another episode of The Den by the Jared Podcast, and I'm super, super excited about today's conversation. Hope you guys have been well. I'm really loving the comment section. It's been on fire. There's a video we did on religion, and I loved your feedback, so keep them coming. Now, we are on a road to 100,000 subscribers, so tafadhali, if you're watching this video for the very first time and you've never subscribed, please hit the subscribe button so that whenever we drop a video, you will be notified.
Shukuru mimi sitachoka. Ay, 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 ay. Na shukuru pale nimetoka.
Now, today's episode is interesting because it's like a response to the ladies who did the Nook, the episode by Wanjiru Njiru, Stephanie Nganga, Sharon Mwangi, Joan Melly. They did an episode on their first date feeling. Now, wakatu request, wakatu womba, wakatu tumia pesa, and they did all those things. They encouraged us to do a response of the male version of our first date feeling. So this episode is going to be around that. So hope you guys are going to have fun. Today, I'm joined by some of the coolest guys in this Nairobi. They also have a podcast. One of the biggest podcasts as well. They do so many things.
The biggest.
Oh, this is the biggest podcast. Huh? Okay. Bigger than Joyride, eh?
Atusianze yoko. Tuendelea tu.
These guys are cool people. I've known Kibbs for a while now, and I'm super happy and super proud of them. They come from the Sandwich Podcast. Today we have Kibbs and Owen. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for them.
Kwaji? Let's go, man. Mini Kofiti. Mm-hmm. Of course, I go by the name Tonio Kibbs. Mm-hmm. I'm Okipenda Black Diamond, but most people occasionally want it anga Black D.
Oh, Black D.
Yeah. So, hiyo ndo mademo napenda kuniita.
Oh, madama machaniwa.
Let me just clarify. No one has
ever called. Akuna dema shawa imita hivyo.
Akuna mshashe mita hivyo inja emo nye kwa studio.
Andikeni hapo kwa comments. If you know me as Black D, you call me Black D.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So, yeah, man, from Sandwich Podcast, of course.
Yeah.
Homeboys Radio. Me, ufanya tu vitu mob.
Morning show. Morning, hey, you man. Guys.
So,
morning show presenter, you know, at a very young age, you know young, rich, and famous, you know. Hey, Kibbs.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate it, I'm proud of you, man. Thanks.
I'm proud of you. We used to, I don't know if you guys might know this. I'm sure maybe at our Sewa Dani, like Kibbs have been saying, like, lock place, but we used to work together.
We used to work together
at a certain radio station. Mimi nilikuwa nakujanga hapo hivyo na share my Bible verses of the week.
Bro, wacha nilikuwa nashangaa. Mbona every time tulikuwa tunafanyanga hizo ma prayers sio ilikuwa Wednesday ama Tuesday?
Ilikuwa Tuesday.
Tuesday. So nilikuwa nashangaa every time wanalizia prayers, unajua ile kirere utokea hivi. Nashangaa mbona every day ni Ben Cycle. I mean, I know I'm not that religious, like niko religious, but mbona Ben Cycle? No, nikafanya anajituma sana kwa maombi.
Nabi, prophet with an F.
In my head, nikuwa like, ama umse kazi yake huku ni kuomba. Alafu ikifika nine, naende mtaani. But yeah, ilikuwa good time.
By the way, nilikuwa naambiwa na mdosi. Yeah. Mdosi alikuwa ananiambia kila month. By the way, you need to give us the word of the week every Tuesday. And I remember refusing it. But it was like, you guy, bana, we need this Bible verses from you. And then what was funny, Owen, what Kibbs is not telling you, every time I'd share the verses, Kibbs would come and see me later. I'm like, you know, man, I'm trying to make my walk with God right, you know. I don't know if we ever prayed together, but I kumbuka tu Kibbs alikuwa anipea feedback.
Okay.
And that was cool stuff.
But it's very important to move with God in maisha.
Mm-hmm.
So, unajua?
Yeah,
but very, very recently tumekuwa religious sana.
Yeah, man. Without really? God, without God, man, I wezi.
Mnasema hivyo juu mekam joy red, I'm like, it's a real thing.
Literally, like the last 2-3 months,
yeah,
na feel tumeanza ku embrace religion.
Ushai feel ni kama nika life yani inakugonga hadi ukasema mazee labda nilijuni God tu si to me God bro. Juu niko solo, vitu zina happen, unacheki?
Yeah.
So like tukaamua mazee acha turudi kwa ole boys. Atu show vile inaka.
But you guys are doing well. And yeah, you guys are very young. When I was 25, I was so behind, bana.
Yeah, so to beep, ubeep your age, you spend angle to a
kid. Oh, guy.
So by the way, kuna watu. I have, unaelewa?
Yeah.
Uko ije.
Hey, umedanganya masuma vile uko. 42.
Hey, because I look old, na do all things, you know. Like, na vitu.
Yeah, but when I was that age, I wasn't moving mad like you guys. So I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you, man.
How are you guys handling the success? do madame attention hata by the way to introduce Owen I feel like tumeshitume dwell kwa kids anapenda attention Owen si ndio
ni attention ina
kids amebaki kwa attention tumeruka Owen so
ladies and gentlemen actually surprise lawyer kwa this talkative
oh really ni vile nime meet boys wangu wa kitambo you know we are catching up
hata ukibit na ule mse mlikuwa naye kwa struggle there is a different kind of bond you guys
ame yap kutoka tufike hapo nje hapa ndani sahihi
that's all we are talking about
I mean it pays bills wacha tuongee basi
Owen karibu sana kwa show
yeah thank you I'm happy to be here man
mm-hmm. You can tell guys maybe also what you do the different things
but boy Owen podcaster mm-hmm. the sandwich podcast
mm-hmm.
and sort of a producer good company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Ujasema ile kitu yako leo. Suambie.
Oh, the full
Yeah, just describe yourself.
Skia hii bro.
He's a philosopher, eh?
The bad boy Owen, that's like my Instagram name. Na hiyo ndio julikana kwa streets. Kwenda useme bad boy wanajua nini.
Wanajua ni yeye.
Yeah, pipe the Don Juan. Sauti ya wamama.
Sauti ya wamama.
Yeah, women's rep
2027. Yeah,
I'll be the first nigga to be the women's rep.
Hiyo ndo vision yake man. Akifanya hiyo kazi za deni.
Atasa kajasi ya lini endorse. Aliambia chiki bro, naone hiyo vision, nda kusupport. Kasema, itawak.
Lazima iwak.
Yeah.
Nice one. Karibuni sana my guys.
Thank you.
So, the ladies last week did an episode on the Joyride podcast. We have two shows. We have one for the men, which is known as The Den.
Yeah.
So, this is The Den. And then we have the ladies show, which is known as The Nook.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, my wife, Wanjiro, did an episode with
one of... Can I ask a question?
Yes.
I get The Den, but what does Nook mean?
Nook is like... hey, rusungu. But I think Nook is like a nest.
Oh.
It's like a nest. So
hii na kazi le decisions zenye demo wako kumekia. Alafu sasa ukifika mahali wanakuuliza uko so clueless.
Basi ni show yake.
Yeah, for sure because The Den clearly najua. Alafu kwanza unajua ni vile ni mso wa Mungu, umeshika takatifu The Den.
Yeah, inakumbusha Daniel.
Daniel. That's the reason why it was The Den.
That's okay.
I think the Nook is like a nestish or something like that, right?
Lele kidogo. So your podcasters mnazanga maswali.
Please.
Is there anything you guys have ever said on each other's shows yenye mlienda home kakosana kidogo?
Have we ever said something?
Because where John was meaning a kasirika. Spindagi opinions on John.
Okay. I think, yeah. I think sometimes we've shared opinions that, not kukasirika, that maybe when you got home, we conflicted, or like, I was of a different opinion, you're of a different opinion. So it's human. Sometimes we share totally different opinions because we are two different human beings. Sometimes we also align on so many things.
Wow, itakujia tips, bro.
Yeah, plus unajua perspective yake ni ya dem, perspective yangu ni ya chali.
Yeah,
so like, juzi tulikuwa, we were talking about conflict and... Why sa zingine in an argument kuambia them relax. It's so triggering for them. You know, it makes them mad. But sometimes you genuinely, you feel like you need to tell them to relax.
Yeah,
you know?
Like chill, man.
Yeah, na nikai post IG, yo, mama wako wamejama, zee, wako wamenikujia, ale. So they did an episode on their first date feeling. And so we did some research here and we were like, who are the most romantic men in this Nairobi town? And you guys were number one.
Us.
Like forget Ethan, forget Kinoti, forget Sauti Sol, forget Minor Mind. Like it was the sandwich podcast, man.
Really?
Keeps an Owen. Nataka kuagiuna na facts.
Si hata tupige kelele.
Nataka kuagiuna nini auditors.
Wakisema hivyo, sasa nacho tujaribu kuniuliza, ni dem gani huyu ulimfanya fit mpaka akaenda ku
I mean, well, mean kona a couple. I'm a good boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have a big heart, so I have to have like a lot of people to love.
Yeah,
right.
The world needs that.
Yeah.
How many relationships have you guys have been in if you guys can keep that count or
Serious ones.
Well, yeah, serious ones.
Yeah, it depends which one you counted. So, mimi nili count mbili. The one I'm in right now, big shout out to my girlfriend.
Oh, you're in a relationship?
Hey,
you
buda, kwani unaathiri kama ujui. Don't I look like... So, umeniambia nimenona nona.
Oh, you ni simia kibs? Hey, bro.
Usionyeshe kamera.
Usionyeshe kamera.
Yeah, tumeingia hiyo step. Tumeingia hiyo step ya kuwekana saa wallpaper. Alafu najua I tend to forget. Juzi naongea na boss wangu kitu serious. Namwambia, can you see even this text? Ubedi, naonyesha na hapo mso ya demo wangu.
Wakakumaliza.
Man, shit. So yeah, man, it depends. So me.
So same kwa wallpaper next ni matisho, tattoo.
Oh, tattoo.
How far are you pushing this?
Hii ni forever, man.
Hey, bravo. Una heartbreak wasichana hapo hivi in the kids.
Lakini msijali, today I'll act kind of single, camera zikikata narudi kwa demo wangu. So for content, bro, lazima tupe content.
Okay, Owen, are you dating?
No.
Yeah, no. Not currently.
No.
Okay. So good. So Owen is, I don't know if he's available, but he's not dating. Kibbs is gone.
Mm. I'm sorry, always ladies. Available. Where shoot shot yako? I don't know what I'm saying.
Jitete tu.
Plead your case.
Same as tu ona. Politicians who are matama.
Nice one. And Kibbs, how do you handle now the attention from the women? Now that you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
How are you handling all the love that you get from the ladies?
So, so kuna different ways, huh? Naweza kuoka niko peke yangu, let's say kwa bash. Mm. Nimekuja, oh, you look so cute. Ni, ni, ni.
I like your opinions.
Niko like, please, I have a girlfriend. You know, like, lazima niseme. Nakaa juu na mkumbusha. Akinipea simu niweke namba na itupa huko. Unaona, kuna vitu kama hizo mudu. Unacheki. Like, bro, lazima, like, sisi kama
faith. Practical ways.
Black men don't cheat, you see. Mm-hmm. So, like, sisi ni wase, lazima move in a certain way. Because, of course, attention pia, especially right now. That vitu zina move, we are doing a lot of things. Because I remember nikiwa broke, bro, kuna ilikuwa like una doa una nini, lakini dema kikupa hiyo chance moja na make sure hata akienda mali kuna doa hizi sawa, atakuwa like, I mean hapa kuna doa, kuna everything, lakini hakuna hiyo kitu moja. So yeah,
something,
man,
that's gotta keep her,
something's gotta keep her.
Okay.
And you do what you do best.
Nice.
So your attention, hey buda, ni by the way, ni mob na nasemanga kani ningekuwa single, hey, ningekuwa in these streets. By the way, because it's not like, it's like sai ndio wale mademo ulikuwa unatakanga all your life. Finally wame turn your side. Uko like, eh, kumbe all I needed to do was work hard.
Uh-huh.
Ah, nikasema sasa, eh, but right now, you know, I have a girlfriend, so
yeah,
for me, attention, I just tell them. I'll be like, yo bro, I wezi iza nini, so sitakangi mambo mingi mimi, you know, black men.
Congratulations. So on this show, what we do is that we answer these questions. I've not seen the questions. Clearly hata mimi sikia nikiuliza what we are talking about today.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's supposed to be as authentic as possible. So feel free to share your perspectives, and we will start with give Owen to pick one, then you pick one, then I'll pick one, then Owen ndio natufungulia show leo.
Safi.
With the first question. Chukua moja, Kibbs.
Oh, hadi na kwa type out. Bro, tunafaa ku increase hata sisi production.
Kwa nini mtaifing?
Unajua tumelipana na exposure sana. Unajua tunaanza kuweka pesa.
What do you do after a first date when you get home? A, send a thank you message. B, reflect on the date. C, discuss the date with friends. D, wait to be contacted. I'm waiting for E, where we are home together.
Oh.
So wait. Where school is my first date at?
Sasi, basi hata your first date ya kwanza, let's say we've gone for cocktails. I'm usually gonna go home alone. Aya, but sasa mimi nimeenda peke yangu. What do you do?
Send, so we have to choose from those.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, me, I'm a bit delulu, as the youth say.
Delulu is so, the new solulu.
Yeah, so I'd say reflect on the date. Sasa kwa akili yangu nishaanza kupanga harusi.
Oh. Nishaanza kuongeza wazee.
Nyumba yetu huko Riverside. Yeah, so reflect on the date.
Okay.
You guys are not gonna answer this, am I?
No, we all answer. Oh, I'd say mine was I think nimbili zimeshikana. I'd say wait for response. And number, the other one is also talk to friends about it.
Wait, you don't contact her first. You wait for her to...
Sometimes I'd prefer not to contact her first.
Why?
Because it would show like I'm a bit desperate. So like to be a bit... to prove that I'm a bit... interested. Let niko so interested, like nationally kiangalia message wapata Saf,
man.
Saf, I'm trying to banish pressure hivi.
I could never do that. I'm a real lover. Uku tuna express love at first sight.
So for you, is you get home, you start thinking about it, building castles, thinking about how that has been and how it can be better.
Yeah.
Okay.
For me, basically, after your date, hata before nifike, lazima niulize, kama fika home.
Oh, gentleman.
Always, lazima niulize. Unajua, lazima uset the nini right. Ukae nika unajali. Siku umefika, umelost.
Yeah.
It will also look like, ata wewe uko interested. Because especially these days, naona in as much as sisi ndo tunachesiwa. Madem pia wanapenda uki make izo
effort.
Na hiyo, wendo unafua kuuno. Push.
Yeah, you asked her, did you get home safely?
Did you get home, baby?
How's mom? How's mom? Like you care. Yeah. How about you do care?
Yeah. You
care.
Yeah.
I mean, kuna hiyo aspect. Alafu pia kuna hiyo aspect ya, kuna hiyo option ilikuwa nataka kusema hapo. Anyway. Basically, I will also copy. But this is the one. Discuss the date with friends.
Mm-hmm.
So me now and him say, what is that? They always know the people I've gone on dates with.
Yeah.
Afu ni ile, unawambia buda, cheki. Inaenda date na udem ni. Because always utauliza muende wapi.
Yeah.
Mabwezu wako. Maze, real niggas out there, yeah, unafaa kuwa na list ya mabezu, unaweza potential.
Yeah.
Ataka unado, juu utafika de uko nado ujuu.
You don't know where to go.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's a good tip, eh? Yeah. So always have a list of places that you'd love to go.
And check the menu, the prices before. Chenda kujiambara suko adio.
Nowadays the menus are all online.
Yeah. Juu unaweza kuwa unapata bill imekuja 4,500, uko na 4,250.
And you need an Uber.
I mean, you need to pay every. So like me, of course, lazima tuongea boys niambi, eh, check hii basic kufiti, nilikula hii stuff, nifanya hivi. Udempia, kufiti. Anabamba, naona hii kitu ikiwa something. But Kylie ni bo, nitaambia mabaze, sioni ikiweza. So I really love discussing like na maboys wangu after.
Yeah. Okay, me too. It's you, Kibbs.
Let's see. Kwa nini kunavas?
Kunavas kwa nini? Surely, these are simple questions.
Yeah,
very simple question.
What do you hope to see most from your date? Respect, confidence, sense of humor, listening skills. Add to the list of things you would like to see on a first date. So basically, from the first date, ni nini ungetaka kuona? When?
They go hand in hand, sense of humor and confidence. Because someone who makes me laugh, tayari ushaning is a boss.
Usha kunywa.
Usha giggle twice ni hivyo.
Yeah. And I really love confident women. Like, nata kumbia, I love you. Don't ask me why. Say, I know.
Utake afanya?
Sama, najua. Like, I really love women of egos.
Yeah.
So what else would I add? Women who know how to dress, bro. Kikamapu mevaa vibaya. Iyo ni ik. We're never gonna talk again. Utasikatu nimeku sub kwa poda. Ati buda juzi nkwa data hapa kazi di matron.
Juhu wena unaika effort. Look at
this.
Yeah.
Those are diamonds, right?
Yeah.
So it's expensive stuff.
Yes. Real silver, real diamonds. Yeah. Uku watushifanyi vitu fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What would I look for in a first date? Sense of humor and look and smelling nice, you know? Like, I feel like that. That already gets you so many points. But sense of humor is really up there. Like, them, Amatakama, she's not the one churning the jokes. Mm. Like, she's getting the jokes. Like, you're not dropping them. Nazina pita. Just look like you're crazy.
Ushaikuwa na mtu mwenye aelewi jokes.
Eh, bana. Nini likuwa hardworking, bana. I mean, me believe, like, so since campus, like, since high school, we built this culture ya kukatianga na maboys. So sense of humor lazima ikuwe up there. In fact, I think I developed it in high school.
Yeah.
So the times tungeenda kati ya madame, mazi unatoa ma jokes, maboy wako atande wanacheka zaidi. Do you have any motto? Ama when they're trying to vibe the chick, his jokes are so funny. You're the one laughing all through, you know.
There's that fall in love na yeye bana. But I'm a bigger jokes umeikunywa, amekukunywa hadi uko like bro, nipeleke mimi home, see huyu.
Like his jokes are so funny.
But you see now as a nigga, I feel like like I wish there was a girl, a woman who could ask. I'm sure all the dates you've been on, sikasirike sana.
Yeah.
All the dates you've been on, the niggas have been hilarious. I'm on a try kwa wa funny, sindio?
Yeah.
Men, you don't have that luxury, bro. If you find a girl who's not funny, trust me, hata try kwa am funny.
Yeah. You can be
the best jokes I could do.
Yeah, me have dated dem alikuwa hivyo mazi. Na ilikuwa nga weird mazi. Sazini hata na get offended.
Samu kwa mnaongea nini like ile tumpia mechi.
Ah, mazi, me that was one of the few dates where I would actually sometimes stories imeisha. Yeah. Kwa like, na squeezy kenko makuna watu. Ama kanjo wanatui patrons. Like,
mazi ku discuss hata like global politics.
Yeah, mazi. Kwa like, by the way, jo, Palestine wajadupo.
Yeah, mazi.
So yeah. I think sense of humor. Even if she's not funny, maybe she's getting it. How she smells and dresses.
Yeah.
Keeps.
For me, sense of humor. I love pia like, okay, ningesema how you look, lakini pia ningesema like effort ameeka kukama po. Like unaweza pona msee amedress, unaweza dress poa lakini kuna ile aspect unaweza ona ameeka. Unaangalia details. Chain yake, nini yake, vitu kama hizo.
You're a keen guy.
Mbaya. Niko mimi uko very keen by the way. Alafu lastly na napenda touchy women bro. I really love touchy women. Like nishike tu.
Unaanza utaanza tu kugiko tu kwa restaurant.
Tukiongea aki hata nikipiga joke sema aki.
Kibs.
Ke unishike hapo kwa unajua. Like nishike bro. Like unajua na feeling ni kama by then naambianga hata demo wangu. Sometimes na feeling ingekuwa tu God anaweza fanya tu niingie ndani ya mwili yako tu yote hivi like your temple ya God tukaitua hapo ndani.
Naweza assume love language yako ya kwanza ni
That's the same thing I wanted to tell you.
Physical touch.
Your love language is physical touch.
Yes, of course.
Yeah,
physical. But I usually say uko na hizo zote, uko na like hizo love language zote ni order tu.
Ni order. Yeah.
All of them are there. Yeah. Ni order tu of course, but me na quality time pia iko up there because with quality time comes physical touch. So to keep spend time pamoja, nishike bro. Like hauta nishika nikiwa home. No, like okay. Long distance relationship unataka kunishika aje. Like
so you can't do long distance.
Exactly. Jumi lazima unishike.
You can't do
nishike. Just touch me somewhere.
Oh, and can you do long distance?
I tried and failed spectacularly.
Oh my god.
By the way,
yeah, me too.
I'm confident enough for a long distance relationship.
Yeah, me too. Long distance is crazy. But big shout out to everyone who's out there who's doing it because there are people who do it and they do it very well. Some even end up getting married.
Yeah.
Long distance.
Yeah.
Do they get married like via Zoom or are they finally
No, meet? See, at least you meet. You don't work for the CIA. You get at least time off.
What feeling do you experience most around first dates? Nervous, excitement, curiosity, apprehension, self-confidence, expectations, openness, hopefulness. The last first date I went on, what feeling did I experience the most?
When was the last, by the way, when was the last first date you went on, Owen?
Juicy, it was really nice.
Oh yeah, shit, Sunday.
Ulikuwa umesahau kwani haikubamba?
There's no more, but I want
more. Oh, no more.
You can't even keep tabs.
Okay.
What did I feel? Excitement.
Yeah. Because it's a new woman.
Yeah, and I heard she doesn't link up with people, but as we linked on the first.
Ule demo nyona kuambia we link up. Finally, I link up.
Excitement and a little bit of curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
What are you curious about?
Like, is she how she's going to be like in the DMs?
No, alikuwa mnasty huko.
Like, I hope asikama kuwe like shy, personal exchange. Yeah.
Okay. Or also maybe she looks like the way she looks also on the gram.
I don't know. Her face card would never decline.
Wow. Okay.
I have faith in her.
The feeling I'd get on a first date I'd say is nervousness, of course, and excitement. Nervousness because it's a dream pia mindambamba. Like I'm not the only one with the expectations here, even the chick as well.
Yeah.
But this is kitambo. When was the last time I went on a first date? This was like
ukisema date
7 years ago.
See, we dated 8 years ago.
It's like 7 years ago more.
Do you still feel nervous when you go out? I'm excitement. I'm
with my wife.
Yeah.
I'd say excitement. I still get very excited. Like commit something. Some people miss Sana even on a daily basis. Like I look forward to hanging out with her. She's fun.
Wow. That's so, oh my god.
Yeah. So I think that doesn't end just because you're married. I feel like people lie. People lie that that mtazoyana. So I'm actually kibs sasa. Well, do you still get excited when you're meeting your girl?
Oh yeah, wacha niongele first date. Yes, I do. Yes, I do, of course. As a matter of fact.
I'm in jibu haraka every day.
Impressionary. Why every day. So
and now watch sahi.
So okay, first date nikikumbuka tu like ila tujae patana love to inge first date. Honestly, me feel nervous.
Really?
But outa I notice.
Nervous about?
Like bro, I've always been a shy guy from kitambo.
Really?
Now, yeah, let me now give you the history, the short history.
That's interesting, Kibs.
Tangu kitambo, exactly. Tangu kitambo.
I've known even at NRG, you're always loud.
Exactly.
Even when you are still and you come at that
camera. Sasa, that's my defense.
Mechanism.
So from the nikiwa mdogo, like watoi walikuwa na nidisingi. Unajua watoi akunanga filters. So when I was a young kid, my peers walikuwa nasema buda. Unajua niko na like a heavy tongue. So ilibidi nimeenda speech therapy home. Nilikaa mbele ya nilikuwa naongeanga ka calligraph ile mdomo wangu ulikuwa ngo.
No, I'm sure.
Cuz like her tongue ni heavy.
Sure.
So watu wao walikuwa nanidis to the point that I never used to speak.
Really?
Nilikuwa na chilingi. Nikiongea ni kitu kiasi especially if it was in a s, if it was in a nini. Unaona? So I had to go back nijilearn nijifunze how to speak without you even noticing because it was my biggest thing.
Wait, how does that work like speech therapy?
So kuna siku hizi watu wanafunzwa.
So they teach you how to say the certain places. Words without kujiuma ulimi, let's say that.
Oh, okay. Because how it works ni unajiba it ulimi.
Ulimi yako ukuja in between your teeth. So wezi sema kitu.
Ukuongea for how long?
No, nikuwa naongea, but it's just oral. Like, niwewe tu, ni daily, daily, daily. For me, it came naturally because nilikuwa na nasoma vitu, nilikuwa na...
Venye na ku love say, but na feel ninge ku bully.
Yeah, yeah, so everyone used to bully me.
Yeah.
So, like, imekuwa... So
and it affected you?
It affected me. The only way I could now speak hivo, na mse asifa, it's, I had to now become a funny guy.
Okay.
Like nimekuanga tu mfani always, but I had to now give you the comedy hadi usahau. Useme like kumse anaweza kuwa na umaulimi lakini akona jokes.
Ni smooth.
Ni smooth. Yeah. So like for me that's why bado na feelingi.
Yeah.
In so many occasions. But now narudisha your stuff. So
yeah.
Even for first dates, so you me would dance.
Nervous, eh?
Yeah, mukwa like
ulimi na kwa nzito.
Yeah, ulimi na kwa mzito. Because pia what if aone hivyo hapo sasa ni ik. What if aseme hivi? Kata zaki mtu anaongea hivi. Watoto wangu wanaanza kubonga hivi, unajua?
He can't speak well. Okay. That's a good one.
We kwenda huko.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Okay. Do you have your asked yours?
Yeah, not yet.
Ah, okay. So.
Do you share your location pin with a friend during a first date?
What? No.
Sisi ni wanaume bwana.
Yeah. As we have the luxury that not to be able to afford to do that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I feel like these are things that we might never experience the women's side.
Hey,
but for us, never.
They have to.
Yeah.
We...
Just quite unfortunate, huh?
Just
quite unfortunate.
Yeah, so, man. Because unaona vile hata hizo ma taxi
Uber, yeah,
taxi apps.
Yeah.
Hizo taxi apps.
Yeah.
Unajua hii game. So hizo mataxi apps zenye umeona before vitu zimekuwa zikihappen. I mean it's only right that ufanye hivyo.
Yeah.
Because I mean it's the reality of life. Like you know kinyana happen.
That's true.
Yeah. See ati tunasema ati in case like tumeona stories, tumeona watu imekuwa news. So you'd just rather be safe, that is for women.
Yeah.
For us pia unaweza tuma kwa boys wako, I mean ka una feel unsafe. I mean ka safety ni si relative.
Yeah.
Like ka uko na feel unsafe ni sawa.
Siwezi tumia mse na trying kuwa very undercover with the dates I go on nowadays. Nimeona watu kwa macho mbaya. Kila siku zini kipost date dikae hiyo relationship.
Hiyo ndio siku inafungwa.
I last that I'm wazy. So nimeona hata
sasa my bad mind awalali.
Maadui sasa siwaambi. Sasa tukia harusi na ambia cheke mko vitenge.
Interesting. Haya, this is a long one. Physically, what do you look for most in a first date? Smell good, dress good, good posture, manicured fingernails, good dental features, beautiful eyes, height, body structure and build, hair and style.
Umetaja literally zote. We're supposed to pick from those ones.
Okay, let's do 3. Let's do 3.
Yeah.
So I can repeat them.
Yeah.
Smell good, dress good, good posture, manicured fingernails, good dental features, beautiful eyes, height, body structure and build, hair and style.
No, first of all, ukikam date na lace front yako inaonyesha tayari.
Nini hiyo? Nini inaonyesha?
Lace front. So bad hair.
Oh, lace front. Oh, the thing for wigs.
For the wigs,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but check out again. Yeah, you should be sure, but it's so embarrassing.
So okay.
I'd say smell good.
Mm-hmm.
Dress well.
Uh-huh.
And,
Which one would you go for? Do you go for good posture, manicured fingernails, good dental features, beautiful eyes, height, body structure and build?
Height. I don't like short women. I don't want to dilute my gene pool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I want tall children also.
Would you date a taller chick than you?
If I find her, yeah.
Oh, really?
Because I'm saying
this guy is tall. I'd say smell good, dress good. I'd say hair and style. Yeah.
Sawa.
Kibs. Naweza ziangalia?
Yeah, sawa.
I don't want to put you under pressure.
Nimezi cram, mazee, nataka kuzi...
Feel free.
Ulitafuta nini ya kwanza na mpua wako?
Ibuda, hiyo hata naweza kunja hii karatasi huko ni waambie from the heart.
Tuambie.
Let me let the heart speak. So, of course, pia, one thing for sure, man. Like, smelling good. You go up there.
Smell is...
Very, very important. Another thing... wacha ni iseme vile meyeka.
Yeah,
iseme maneno yangu.
from the heart mtashtuka. Body structure and build.
Mm. Shape.
Shape.
Mm.
Ikwe shape, si shape.
Mm.
Shape. I mean, wasewa kieza nikujia, msi nikujia, but let me, okay. Mi nasema Kenya hati yangu inapenda.
Sema bana, wakikujia si sawa, so you know where you live.
Cause kila mtu
wait wana, for you at your
yes,
office.
Yes, exactly. Kila mtu wako na type yake, na type yako ni yenye wewe unapenda.
Yeah.
Basically, hata, hey man, ama like features tu, unacheki, kuna yo build tu inaka like, small waist, nini. Mm. I know it sounds so cliche, but yeah, that's what I like, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, alafu pia, lastly, dressing good.
Dressing good.
Dressing ni hiyo ni a big, a yeah, very big factor, man.
Outfit,
when,
eh?
When you think about it, kuna dem mwenye pia aneza, and it doesn't mean ati kuvaa kitu fupi ama refu.
Mm.
Kuna dem
just ane, stylish.
Yeah, yeah, dem aneza
just
dunga,
stylish, yeah.
Aneza dunga kitu aduseme, hey Buddha, sija.
You know like nada, this, you know like this, kuna hizi skirts zoka za wakorino, but kuna madem uzichapa zinaka stylish.
Bas.
Hey, uko like mzee, this is so dope.
Yeah.
Have you ever dated a chick who doesn't know how to dress?
Never.
Because I have, man. She had a very pretty face, like she was really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but mazee outfits, man. Ziliko outside. I'd even once in a while una throw in, you know, suggestions. It's
do you
crazy.
Think unge, did you ever try to tell her, and how did you do it?
No, you can't tell her directly, but you throw in hints, because I think the time when I tried like to tell her, it was a sensitive thing. You could see.
How did you bring it up?
You bring it up like, by the way, have you ever tried like this? Like, why
palazzo
do you,
pants?
Do you palazzo?
Why
do you have a problem? Do you have a problem with the way I dress right now?
Mm.
So what, yeah, it becomes.
See? Were you honest, Tamoli?
I was not honest. That was just gonna spiral out of control. So I just left it. I just kept it hush. So yeah, that's it.
Mm. I would never bring it up.
You would never bring it up. But now I'm so happy. Like, my wife is super stylish. My God.
Clearly, yeah.
And then sure, cologne collection yake.
Ah,
bravo.
Akona collection.
Bravo.
Yeah.
Unmatched. Unmatched. So yeah.
Navutisho, navutisho.
Nipitishie hiyo. Oh, ina shachuko yake.
What is a must ask question for a first date? I really don't have a set first question, Lesman Yulisa. Like, I don't want the date to be like so serious. Like, I want it to be like a vibe. If something deep comes up, if you want to, like, it'll come up naturally, not having to ask you, how's your relationship with your dad? If you say he's present, then, I mean, yeah.
Then you see type yako.
Yeah.
What are your traumas like, you know?
Yeah. I want to be the only man in your life.
Yeah. Okay.
And then it's a two-parter question. Yeah. What is the most interesting first date question you have ever been asked?
Ooh, what's the most interesting first date question I've ever been asked? I'll answer the first one first.
Mm-hmm.
A question that I like asking on first dates, to be honest, for me, is to know your spiritual stand. And the reason being, I've tried dating outside the faith.
Outside the faith, do you mean like, another like, religion? No, just not religious?
Like, say, somebody who's not religious.
Okay,
well,
okay.
Even outside the religion now, it becomes a bit tricky. Like it will be a bit hard, like, same mse yako Illuminati. Like, sasa natry kumu explain ya why I'm in the church. Then, I have kuniembe. Kwa nina kunionga damu wa subu yu.
I'm wana ingia kejani na, akiwa na ingia kejani
bakwa. You ingia reverse.
Kwa keja. Haya, tuwezi movie, mwendo saa ujo.
Betchi lazima siku is a black.
Yeah, aje.
So it becomes tricky. I just feel like it's such an important thing for me. And it's one of those things that, if we don't gel at that level, we will just clash.
Yeah.
And I've tried it. And then you will try to change her, you know, or she'll try to change you.
Yeah.
So is that at all ages, ama a certain age? Because I can imagine if you're a bit older, that would have to be very important, because maybe how you guys are going to live when you're married, ama how the kid's going to be raised.
That's a very good question.
Or even where you're getting married.
That's a very good question, by the way, Owen. I'd say even like, When I was in campus, I tried dating people who are not in the faith, and it was always awkward because I aren't actually that. Well, sometimes just you get together.
Unataka kwenda fellowship Friday, anataka bash.
Eh, maze. Unataka kwenda Bible study,
man.
Unataka kwenda road trip. So they come tiaji. Okay, see, tika mpo pia tuliko tunenda ma fellowship Friday.
Ni
mwena ifanya
zine, sewa tu church.
Church.
Haya, sawa, poleni, church.
So like sometimes they make it weird that maybe when you tell them you're praying or do you've woken up you're reading the Bible and for them they're not clicking with that.
Like hangi imekupiga imempiga
huko. Hangi imempiga huko hapo juu ya songs of Solomon was you know, it doesn't make sense. So for me that has always been a big part of the questions that I try to understand on the first date.
Okay.
What about you?
That's interesting.
I think that question was actually the asked by the person I had the longest relationship with. She asked me how my relationship with my father was.
Hey, Buddha.
Is that the point where you started crying?
Yeah, hapo aliguza mali.
Buddha, you guys are too kulia.
Yeah, because I have almost a terrible to non-existent relationship with him. So, hapo aliguza mali deep. So, yeah, I felt with that question, Ali. Yeah. She got to know me way faster than anyone else would have. Yeah.
How did it end up in being in a relationship? Ama your story li shapo?
See, actually lead to relationship.
Oh, really?
Yeah, kuna daddy issues so tukabond,
trauma bond.
Like, same. Trauma bond. So, for me question nishaiuliza, yenye lazima niulize in the first date is where you live. It's very important because I'm thinking mimi naweza kuwa naishi huku na huku wayaki. Naishi wayaki wewe unaishi Rongai. Bro, you're in a long distance relationship. I'm never coming to Rongai. I'm a busy man,
anything
as a matter of fact.
Longer than a 20 minute drive ni long distance.
Ni long distance relationship.
Anything longer than 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Why am I driving that far?
You know, strict.
Si mambo na strict. Ni kitu ni if you want this to work, either mimi hame karibu.
Yeah.
Ama wame karibu. Ama we find a way of cohabiting.
Yeah.
Ama we meet halfway. So mali unaishi mimi na feeling any very important because sometimes it's not a matter of I want to even go on a date with you.
Yeah.
Nataka tu kukuona. Nataka tu nimeboeka hivi niseme.
Yeah, kwanza
wewe. Babe, come
kwa kidogo.
Ama babe, come hivi.
Kama upike chapo.
Kama upike chapo, unaona? So you last man you listen. The weirdest question I've been asked. Hey, Buddha.
What's the weirdest question I've been asked as well as a guy?
Baby,
I don't know. I can't remember the most weirdest question I've ever been asked on a first date.
I don't mean, like, most of the things in Akwanga too basic. The weirdest.
Most interesting.
Yeah.
Most interesting.
Okay. I guess we can pass that. Me, I can't remember that.
Yeah. Sikumbuki yata.
Kibbs. You have a question?
Yes. Sawa. Reflecting back on your previous relationships that have ended. Very good. What was the difference between your first dates and your last dates in the specific relationships? So, ilianza aje na ikaisha aje?
Well, first date ilianza kwa gari, ikaisha tukishautiana kwa simu.
Oh, really?
Guy. Well, man.
Oh, that was wild.
It's not that deep.
We're exaggerating.
Well, yangu ni almost similar. First one zilikuwa magical, bro. We used to even chill for like 6 hours, bro.
Keeps you a romantic. You're the romantic type.
So, see, we alikwambia sandwich podcast.
You're the romantic type.
Ndio hiyo. Sasa
right, he's the soft guy with the ladies, right?
Yeah, anga mkali.
Hapana. Siku anga mkali. So yeah, like ni jupia vibe yetu ilikuwa fiti.
Yeah.
Ilikuwa kwanza time nilikuwa hiyo N. Before niwaambie man I'm bigger than this shit, you know what I mean? So nika hiyo time nilikuwa na chill na udem sana. Sana. But then the last times tulianza ku argue sana pia man like ilikuwa ka inversely proportional man like your time ya mwisho hiyo ni physics engineering so your time ya mwisho tuko tunaanza ku argue and then tunafaa kupatana on that date. So niko kwa mat buda kwanza hiyo time nilikuanga kwanza niko down sina door. Niko kwa mat nimetoka all the way from town niko naenda junction nimepanda hizi ma city hopper. Piga city hopper buda nimepiga hivi sasa unajua sasa ile umechelewanga kwenda mahali ndo dere sasa usimama.
Yeah.
Wanadaiata kupika mtu kwa nyumba yake.
Taka kushuka by mananasi.
So nikachelewa.
Like, nilienda huko na mood gani like?
No, like ni ile naenda ku my house is burning.
So go anxious.
Eh, niko anxious like nyumba yangu like tunaenda kuachana cause tume argue crazy.
Yeah.
And then let's meet we talk. Alafu ni na to make it worse nachelewa.
Yeah.
Una get?
Yeah.
So mso wa madman amechelewa. Nilichelewa hapo na 5 minutes. Dem alikuwa ameishia.
Oh.
Na kaniambia iishe.
Angekungojea for 5.
Hey, bro.
Angeningoja bro. So nikaona yenyewe she had already moved on from the relationship before ataisha.
So man ilini hurt other the fact that muuliza swali siju na ameandika hizo maswali we need to talk bana.
I don't like that people do
where they leave you emotionally before muachane kabisa. Like leave me later mume decide kuniacha.
Tulie pamoja.
It's really bad because it was also similar to mine when we started dating. This chick was so soft, very innocent face, very nice kachik. And then now when we were breaking up, I remember I think PA alikuwa withdraw emotionally.
Yeah, they do that always.
I was literally the only one hanging on this thing. And then you feel terrible when you're at it, you know.
Like, because when you eventually start noticing is when you're going to try and make an effort. But yeah, sha kuacha bro, effort ni wasted.
Like, this ship has sailed.
Yeah, man.
Madness.
Oh, but enough, there was a follow-up for that. Oh. How long does it take for that first date feeling to fade away and why? So you look a butterfly.
Yeah, until we meet the second time.
So after the second time it goes away.
Yake ni aiko.
Yeah.
Me, I think it's until it becomes like official. So the butterflies might go, but the excitement is still there.
Okay. Eh, unajitetea. Wewe unajua unaumu ukipuliza. Unaumu ukipuliza. This guy.
I mean,
the butterflies zina dead, sawa.
The butterflies zoisha.
The butterflies are dead, like kuna lion, sawa. The dog in me is still alive.
But the dead, you know. So do you still get butterflies with your current girlfriend?
Yeah, it depend because hata kuna time I suggest stuff ya ku role play. Stuff like a date or going to the club. No, not role play. Oh. Siyo yenye mnafikiria.
Yeah.
Like basically, tuende tujifanya tujiwani, tuanze kukatiana tena tu.
Bro, kwani how long have you guys dated? Spice isha ndio mnajaribu.
Habana, si atizi. Tuna spice up things too. Like labda nige commit as a new person. No.
Usha zote, sasa ya tu uta.
Tula have fun. Ya tu, I'll find new things to do.
Wait, so you guys role played?
Not we do. Once.
Oh, wacha kupuliza. Hii moto isha waka. So you guys so you got into the club, you pretended like you don't know her and she didn't know you, and then you walked up to the counter.
Unamkatia tena.
Yeah.
Like, were you inspired by Modern Family?
No, yeye ndo alisuggest actually. It wasn't my suggestion. So me kwa like, wow, that's creative. Upe tuko creative wengi kwa hii nyumba.
Yeah, we've also done that some role playing. Not the sexual role playing. What you're doing as well.
Yeah.
Where I'm like this Kikuyu rich man. I'm trying to hit.
So ilibidi vibe here hivyo.
Well,
akutaka yako ndio haria.
Hapana, yeye alikuwa tu kadem, but I was this rich Kikuyu man. Nilikuwa na mkill mzee. Yeah. Wife really likes my Kikuyu. Nice one. Guys are fun. What do you consider before going on a second date? If you don't... What do you consider before going into a second date?
How we vibed in the first one.
How we vibed on the first one.
Mm. Like how the interaction was. How the follow-up conversation... Like you and Yesam Nakolian after date, like...
Mm.
How did that conversation go? Is she interested in another one? Am I interested in another one?
Mm. Okay.
All the factors align. Date 2, date 3, date 4,
Smooth operator.
Me kama date 2 iko promising in terms of other than... Because me on the first date, we link up.
Yeah.
Si misika when
yeah.
We don't do things before we go on the date.
Oh, really?
So me kiss on the first date, bas.
Mm.
Alafu pia yo kiss kaili kuwa fitting do ita determine pia date 2, saa?
Yeah.
So, oli maze, oli ni umauma, ayuezi, unachaki.
Kujabo na madent.
Ayuezi.
Paka GV.
Niko like, bro, staki kumove hivyo. But pia kuna yo aspect ya, nikiona date 2 inaka promising in terms of... Like, tumetoka day 1, vibe ikaweza.
Yeah.
Aka kusho man, this time, tuende kitu kwa cocktails. You know what happens after cocktails.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, mimi nikiona follow-up inaka hivyo promising ile design ya man, leo nikana as a prosper.
Mm. But I'm not gonna lie. I feel like I need to know if we have sexual chemistry before the second date.
Oh, really?
So, we have to...
Because, you get like, as a hustler, as a creative, as an employed guy, like, time maiko... That much of when that dates mingi.
Yeah.
So I really need to know if it's worth it if I'm going for the second date.
For the second date.
Ume cancel kitu, ungekuwa unafanya biz. Instead of... Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Me, for me, if the first date showed that we have a future, if it didn't show that...
What do you mean?
Future, like it's a chick I'd want to make my girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, if I end
na nini yeye unaona ndio useme huyu
of course kani msawa na ako na vibe fit. So vibe is
how many dates before she becomes your girlfriend officially?
Hey, bro, me, I'm quick, man. After the second one, we don't have time to
waste. I love you at a club.
Yeah.
I love you at
the first link.
DJ, I come with glasses.
But I didn't know I'm a DJ, man. Wake a day, Dix. So, I'm a DJ. I a birthday. Bro, wake a day, Dix.
So, I'm a God of memo. New time. New time, bro. Why?
Yeah, I also don't like taking too long, man. Real quick.
So, I'm a job, man, boy, Bible, of course. Like, so, I'm a manga, go multiply and procreate.
Yeah, Genesis.
Why waste time? Dates, mingi na ni. Let's get to it, man. Yeah. Like, let's get it out of the way. Yeah.
Well, if you put it that way, but there's like a formula to it.
Oh, okay, okay,
okay. Number 11. What do you? If you don't get asked on a second date, do you take it personally? Especially if you vibed with the chick, like you liked her.
Yeah, it's hard not to take it personally. Yeah, bro. You clearly are kupendi as a person. Like only than I date him and
never again. Wasted my time.
Yeah, of course it makes you feel terrible because it shows that there's somebody who you like that doesn't like you back. I think it dents. Strikes a nerve.
Ni the hard truth though.
Yeah, of course.
Hata wewe kuna watu wengi ukupenda na walikuwa nakupenda.
Yeah.
Same thing. So chukua
tu. The tide has turned out to your side.
To the young men
take
watching,
the L.
To the young men watching this, kukataliwa ni kawaida.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Don't react in a, don't go red pill, don't, you know?
Usianze kukua via.
What does he mean by the way? What does he mean to go red? To go red?
To take a red pill.
Red pill is guys or men rather who do not acknowledge the. Is it the benefit of women?
Yeah, like our field become a day man. I'm saying anything.
Basically, oh really?
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's become a big thing right now?
Yeah, especially with kina watuka kina Americ salafu pia. You know who?
Yeah.
Nini, like those guys.
And so there's a generation of men or young men who just don't want anything to do with women.
It's actually more because I feel like that the come up of those guys is as a direct consequence of lacking father figures in the homes.
Yeah,
very important.
So that like they can't get the strong male guidance they need.
Yeah.
So they follow guys on the internet when you're on Ambia.
Yeah.
Some very wrong stuff.
Na pia ka alikataliwa. So alikataliwa na dem after make a effort. Unajua kama mwanaume unaweza ka effort ka ujaambiwa.
Of course.
Umelipa date ya 10,000, umefanya nini,
umefanya goal out.
Ndo akukatae. So hapo utakuwa like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Unajua, I might as well stay with my money and get rich, so.
Yeah, I think that's something that a lot of the young guys need to understand, that being rejected is just part of life.
100%.
And even the hottest guys or even the coolest guys, they have that one chick who just doesn't want, who keeps messing up. Like, even look at Will Smith and
Jada.
Yeah, like, but Jada. Will is like the coolest.
Jada na jaribu yomse imani sana.
I mean, okay, jaribu for that
so
long.
Basically, they were already separated by the time.
Yeah.
So Will Smith and his love, Chris Rock, for the fun of it too, bro.
Sipia alisema that after you alim hit up. Alikuwa exactly. Hit up for a date.
Oh,
alikuwa na chemka. Yeah, before that, kuni msalikuwa na chemka hapo. Just waiting for this girl to sleep.
Yeah, but
up.
Would you think there's a chick that Will Smith, like, who wouldn't want to, who Will wouldn't Smith. Want Smith, Will Smith?
Rich, famous, black.
Yani, bruh. Will Smith is the epitome of coolness in this life.
Hata ungeulizwa ukwe Ben Psycho ama Will Smith. Will Smith!
It's like there Chris Brown says, you woke up in Chris Brown's body. You know? So I think even the coolest guys, they always have that.
Yeah, if you're a high volume shooter, you know, see what is in English.
Ah, of course, of course.
Shoop.
Yeah, many foundation and red pill.
Do you think a first date outfit communicates anything to your partner? Stroke date.
Imagine
what is your to go outfit for first date? Makeup look, hair done. Hair done. Definitely, bro. I have to go get a haircut at Castro's. Shout out to Castro's.
Mm-hmm.
My go-to makeup look. I don't have makeup. Nima futa tuko uso. Accessories. Isn't lazim. Isn't part of the look. Go-to outfit. I don't know, sweats, a t-shirt, like nothing for
me. Hey, sweatpants, do I enjoy what she's dealing with?
Yeah, date outfit communicates. So is this like, I answer from what I feel like she's trying to communicate? I'm a,
what you are
what your
to
outfit
communicate.
Or
what
communicate.
My outfit communicates. I don't know. I think my
outfit.
You communicate in an outfit.
Outfit.
You can't say you never remove your
my
so
beanie.
You go to a fine dining establishment.
No, I just go. Snenda kwa baba na nyua vizuri na nakuja. Like, as in, I only... The reason why I appear, staki kuongelea mambo yangu, but
Of course, for the first date, honestly, wacha tu niongelee maboyo wangu, wacha niongelee ma hustler na everything. Because hii paper saa ita disaidia. Buda si uva ile nguwenye unajuanga ni better than zote za ukona.
Yeah, of course.
Eh, hey, unapiga hapa, unasema man, kuna hii t-shirts nimeipiga twice, watu wajaiona. The last nilipiga twice na the first time nilivaa watu hata kuniona hiyo siku.
Kaila, hii ni second time kuvaa.
Oh really?
Yeah.
For the den, bro.
Yes,
eh?
For the den. Because nguo inafaa unakaa mbichi tu. Like yeah. You should look presentable.
Yeah.
Unafaa kukaa. Buda sasa dem akidai kukusnap shwani na unakaa hivi hivi. Bila unadai.
Mkulima.
Haiwezi.
That's true.
So yeah. For us we just take what's good in the cabinets, kenye na kapua, ile kitu yenye najua na umu, I never miss.
Mm.
That one kick that I've practiced a thousand times.
Mm.
Na I kick kila time, it will always work.
Me, I feel like the cologne is the most important part, like your investment.
Because you wear cologne.
Yeah, cologne, man. Mm. Cologne was such a big factor. I remember, I even used to know all the places along Moy Avenue that do the zile za kupima. Have you ever bought cologne za kupima?
Yeah. Yeah.
Unatokea hivi. Unatokea hivi mpaka Hugo Boss, Buddha.
Unanuka kai silimzima.
High school kiyako.
Hey, watu wana sneeze kwa yo restaurant.
I think primary from like class 6 to form 2 before kuchanuka, the cologne I used to use was so shit. Ilikuwa inaitwa Niza Shalime. I don't know if you know Shalime. Cologne zake ni za so mbili, so tatu.
Zo ni hiyo ligi ya kina Brute.
It was, you can imagine our fans ni Black Rose. No, unapake your stuff. Ka 20 minutes later, isha. Like,
yeah, ukitoka hivu pigwe na upepo hapo nje mlango yako.
Kwanza ufanye makosa upande nduthi.
Unafika huko, kwanza uko mbaya. Worse than even ukitoka. So it's bad, man.
Yeah. There was a time nakumbuka I didn't even have the cologne, man. Those the hustling days.
Mm.
I remember soaked my clothes like in Starsoft. It's called Starsoft. Yeah. The soft, the fabric soft.
Starsoft na so soft.
Those ones, yeah. Those things. I just can't even remember the name. But I remember I soaked it overnight so that it smells legit.
Yeah.
Struggle is real, man. Struggle.
So, and what do you think is the worst first date experience? A, stood up. Lack of chemistry, awkward silence, rudeness, orders a meal for you.
I think being stood up is everything, man. Like all day mataja make effort,
there's no need.
Like, this is a clown, you know? Let me make him wait at, where? Pepino's or whatever. Yeah.
Okay, now for you, Owen. Worst first date experience? You were stood up, there was lack of chemistry, awkward silence, alikuwa rude. Oh, she ordered a meal for you.
Let me say rudeness.
Because
you can't be talking to the waiters or the hostess however you like, bro. That's an eek. Like, you can't talk to her out here. Hey, but like, yo, calm the f*** down. He's just doing his job.
Yeah.
But that's... I do like when, like, Katsame ni mimic order laugh where he mess up.
Mm.
Then now she's done who's gonna tell me. Like, do you not join any boy? What would as well food there quick come?
Opinion mzushangi? I had a missy. Hey,
ko
restaurant ako ni menya maza.
Unajua unajifanyanga pillar of strength wa them until ifike hapo. Yeye ndo anasema. Buda akianza kukopa.
I'll handle this, bro. I'll handle this kid.
Unaenda nyuma yake.
Babe, babe, you said no onions, yeah, I said. But
this onions ni poor, onions ni poor. Ni healthy.
Hapana wewe, buka.
Yeah, that's happened.
Yeah.
Mm. I remember like the other day, we went to a restaurant, bought a chicken salad.
Mm-hmm.
Then they just put lettuce, no chicken.
Hey, Kwani, where's the chicken in the chicken
like,
salad?
We didn't even speak until next time when I went there again, I just smiled at the manager. By the way, you know last time, man, you didn't put chicken, man. You know, I was still very shy about it, telling him.
Hey,
and he was so nice. He was like, he will buy another one.
Mm.
So yeah.
Is that like a reason why men like naturally open dagi kusumbuana na weight stuff? Is it like you get it, they're just doing their job?
Also,
talk you to
no, as men, like, atukwangi tu watu wa mambo mingi.
Like, I feel like for a man to get to the confrontational level, you're now ready to fight.
Yeah.
And so before you get to that point, it's...
Yes, you are.
It's no worth it.
Wanaume una handle vitu more
than
dunia. This is not
time.
One of the things.
Yeah. Not unless now maybe I'm threatened, like my life is in danger.
Mm.
That's when now maybe I can act back. But before that, it's not worth it. Fanya kenye unataka. I won't see you again.
Now for me, the first date, worst first date experience ni hiyo story ya lack of chemistry. Bro, ushaika hivi na mali na mse, like, unaongea na e, unaona vitu wa zingiani. I get hata hii joke. Na ya kibonga sijui kani joke. Ya ki, Like, it's just not ninning. Unajua, the nini is not ninning. Like, Nico, like, bro, can you be interesting? Am I not? Because ato unezanza kuji question.
I usually feel like I have enough chemistry for the both of us. Ato kitaka taingiza restaurant.
We have called for when a live show, a podcast. Peke yako. Eh, so mina feel, man, chemistry ni very, very important na your point. Enye atuelewani. Enye nothing. It's like, unaanza kufikiria future vile ulikuwa unasema unasema guy. So hii ndio kinitakuwa na deal nao kijani.
Oh my god,
haiwezi. So
okay.
Chemistry is very important because it goes a long way. Even my kids. Kids wangu wanaweza kuwa boring sasa shule, watakuwa the work kids in the school. No, man. Lazima wakuwe cool.
Yeah.
Lazima kidogo wangu akuwe moja kwa comedian, mwingine sportsman, mwingine
unajua. Hawana venye mwapangia alafu kwa scientist.
Ni sawa.
Utafanya physics.
I have to be the last podcaster in my family.
Yeah, yeah. Usanii inaisha na sisi.
You're not passing down this.
What's
I have not even asked. Oh. What's the most exciting thing about a first date?
I feel like it's the you see right before you go on the date, like where you're making up scenarios in your head.
Mm.
So you're like, well, I might actually be going on the first date with my future wife or like someone I might be with for a long time. So I'm usually very excited about that possibility.
Okay.
I think the most exciting part about first date is like when she actually gets to like your personality. Feel like a lion. You feel like the emperor, the conqueror, the tada dad is here. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, for me, what was the question again?
What was the most exciting thing about a first date? Sorry.
Oh, kitu exciting. Ini before nifike.
Yeah. No.
Ama too fast.
Even the whole process, like before ufike, during.
Mm.
Yeah.
Most exciting thing, honestly speaking, man, it's just because it's a new woman, man.
Mm.
Like, bro, there's nothing better than, other than your girlfriend.
Mm.
There's nothing better.
I mean, still.
No matter, Lisa.
She's a new woman to me every day. Tukiamka hivi, like, oh, what? Akia Mungu. Yeah, so, like, it's like that, man. So, bro, just kukua to, like, this is a new woman, new possibilities, new positions, new things, yani, unajua, like
new chances,
new things, new chance. Maybe this is a chance for you to redeem yourself again. Unajua, maybe you'll fail in the last one. Okay. So the fact that it's a new woman, kila kitu new. Human, nini, bro, hii ni kama kufungua universe ingine.
Yeah,
waseme, wachana na Earth na hizo planet zote.
Yeah.
Kuna ingine huku, iko na Earth 2.0.
See, you know, in every relationship, uko na hizo stories, unapendaga kusema. Yeah. Adoko ya saa story, saa mtu mpio wako.
Yeah. Script yangu naifanya.
Na ajaizi, ajaizi sikia.
So unampiga na joke ili work for the last 3 years. Anasema, wow, best thing I've ever had.
I love that you know you've perfected it. Eh?
Yeah. Kuna nye, haiku waku nitoa.
You even know how to pose at the right places. Opti ya comedian.
Who came up with these questions? They're really nice.
Barak, give me that.
Yeah. Adi, who came up with them?
Barak.
Big shout out to Barak.
Yeah.
Barak
will
make
nice.
You think about your life.
Mm. Yeah. So what do you think it would take to recreate that first date feeling with your partner on every date? I don't know. My current partners on IPT mbaya kutoka tu
jokuna mali wanapelekwa
likejani
ma take out tu
like babe now want us to best to see us in public
na ma superstar ni
order take out kuja kwa kids
mimi ningesema hiyo story ya ku role play so tuna ignite something new
unajua play kama uchimse wa Uber
zote
akudharao
kuna siku hadi na karao na kuja kumshika.
She watches Aliza Mentali, yeah, Professor J. It's a very old song. Where is this chick?
Your age is showing, my brother.
And you guys don't know that song.
Abana, we, tuambie. Tuambie Brooklyn Boys. Wacha kutuambie hapa sijui Vanessa MD.
Oh my God.
Yesterday, jana tulikuwa wapi? There's a random old ass drunk aliniona kwenzie akasema na kwa Professor J.
And now that you've mentioned it,
by the way, I remember jana.
Ni jana.
Basi mtu aelewa basi. So, hiyo role play for you.
Ina work sana.
So, kuna yenye utakuwa wachia akwe the rich girl na kudharao and then
kudharao alafu eventually
fall in love na wewe.
Kuna day na kwa shamba boy na kwa shirtless hapo nje mmoja. Napiga shughuli za hapo alafu ananiita wewe. Ebu kam kiasi.
Oh my God. Yeah. You guys have time. Have time. Do you keep going?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Owen? Oh, umesema wewe wanakapitia.
Squeeze in tough man.
Could recreate the first date feeling. Mm. We've tried going to the same restaurant that we went for the first time.
Mm. Did it feel the same?
We una mind kutuambia ni gani?
It's,
I don't want to plug them.
I'm a no free ads.
No, we can't. It's actually, well, the first restaurant.
And how did you choose it the first?
Who chose?
The first restaurant where I felt like I actually put in a lot of effort, some good money, was About Time Restaurant.
Ah,
you know About Time?
Yeah, you About Time. You're T-H-Y-M-E.
Oh, really? Yeah, I feel like Nairobi, man. No, that's like...
I love you
with About Time. It has, it like, you. There's almost like a 0% chance to meet now, so unajua.
Yeah,
like it's a whole different
kind of vibe.
Nice, it's hidden.
Maboy wako wenda huko chicken in huko.
Utawapata
utawapata uje huko.
You utawapata about that restaurant, you know, About Time. So we recreated it again and went back there. Did it feel the same? Excitement, yes, but of course now I didn't have the butterflies of the I remember the first one.
Hey, unapuliza unauma ukichakuona na kuona.
That's how you balance the manual car, you know? Balance the clutch. And I remember at that time. I remember when we went there the first time. Nilikuwa short car punch mazee. Shout out to my boy Done mazee. And alinitumia punch ya juu.
I'll show your story nikisema 4000.
Bro, mimi na tu nimelive your story.
Inabidi upige simu Buddha.
Cheke,
wallahi nitumie hata.
Alafu na Jesa akisema nataka dessert. Well, later dessert wewe. You're wasting time. Later,
you can't show that you are not able.
Yeah, you like bring it all. So yeah.
Unajadi kwa dates unafaa kufakta. Ulei mtajam kwa comments niggas, but uba yake pia.
Oh yeah, that's true.
First date, I don't pay for Ubers or anything. Imagine, as a matter of fact, for first dates, women love it when they do their shit.
No, for the first date.
I feel like it's more of a, it's nice.
Courtesy.
Yeah, to pay for the taxi.
Like, ya kukam, jilipe, but ya kuenda, sort it out.
I'm not jumping a drive, so.
And you see, relate, son.
I'm going to go get you, I'm going to go get you. I'm going to go get you.
Ukona playlist hizo rides after umetoka date.
Buda, niko playlist every moment. Alafu unajua ile ili bambanga ule. Bring it back
kati bichi. Kids amefanya hivi akisema una unleash the same
skill. Yes, unaifanya unaitoka
kwa. I do that. This acha ni juice kiasi. There's this playlist one other than the more actually major playlist nini. The thing is I just changed the
name of the playlist.
Every relationship like labda ngoma mpya mbili ndio okay. I change order.
Labda moja yeye anapenda uliona kwa story yake.
Unai
set ianze.
I was actually thinking about you and I made you this like nataka hata ukinijamia usikie hii.
Kibs mbona unasema yeye? Kwani pia unafanyanga hivyo? See, I thought yako yeye umresho umem customate yake.
Buda, nimewaambia mambo yangu ni ya kitambo sasa hivi. Nikiongea hata sasa hivi kinisikia naongea. By the way, I'm talking about past things. Sasa ndo maana nilikuja nikasema act single fast.
Yeah. Single kiasi.
Single kiasi. But now nikitoka hii kamera hata bila kukata kamera ukisema tu imeisha.
Yeah.
Calling my baby.
I have a new playlist for you babes.
Yeah. Aye watu naunda na yeye. So
joint.
Yeah.
Okay. But this is jatengenezea mresho wangu playlist. I need to do that. Yeah?
You need to. Wacha nikufunze sasa kitu.
Please,
you also need to see the kind of music she enjoys.
Yeah.
Go to that genre. Explore zaidi to get new ones, gems zenye haku anajua. Usifanye hiyo mambo yako, si unajua? Alafu unaingiza yako moja hapo. Big shout out to Ben Psycho and then stream Drop music.
Anamalizia na asante hapo hivyo. Gospel.
Gospel hapo askie mzee upo iza meka effort.
And another reason ya kumundia playlist ni unaingia kwa akili yake hadi akisikia certain song
kila
hata kwa wapi hapo. Kama mimi siwezi sikia last.
Yeah.
Hata ni hapa ataka despite ya kwa ngoma sad alitufanyanga breakdown hiyo ngoma
tulikuwa wote pamoja demo sasa alikuwa anaelewa hiyo kind of language anatumia
alikuwa Nigeria
no ejua tu ame travel the world kutulikwa
okay.
She just knows a lot of things bro ali breakdown little did we know that was the last time we're gonna
That's all.
Yeah.
So hapo hizi cheza hata kwa event hii.
Hatuwezi.
Utaanza ku breakdown stage.
Hapo mbele.
Wacha mkini msaidi tears of joy. Kumbe ana heart for real.
Sawa, man.
Who's asking?
Me.
Kibs.
Hii ni refu, but listen carefully. Given your previous relationships that have ended, is there any you could have picked up from your partner on the first date that could have resulted to the termination of that relationship? So basically, is like relationship yako yote imeisha. Is there anything you could have picked up from your partner on the first date yenye eventually came and terminated your relationship?
Mm-hmm.
That's when niliwaambia kitu ya chemistry. Me, for me, it happened. Ni chemistry. Haikuwa na work. But now unajua when the nyash is nyashing. Unakuwa blind, bro. Like, hiyo ndo kenye tu mimi na focus.
Red flags inakuwa green.
Yeah, uoni red flag.
Hakuna kitu unaona.
Yeah, but niko like,
unajifanya wende koma, wende utamchange.
Yeah, I can change.
Uta introduce chemistry kwa hii kitu.
Yes, yes.
It's a body lab coat.
Tutumia matest tube. So,
okay. I think for me it's also like when she did she wasn't just getting my jokes. I don't know why I felt like maybe with time I'll grow and maybe become more funny. I don't know, maybe I thought maybe nitaanza ku make skits kake na ni fresh more. I wish I would have just picked up that this is not going anywhere. Yeah.
Niko na swali ya kukuliza though. Is there a relationship that pia ni kitu compliment unaweza weka?
Yeah.
Is there a relationship that could have ended ya kitambo but it was because you saw the love of your life?
Is there a relationship
that had ended because uliona sasa dem mwingine which is now your wife ukasema shit?
Like, were you talking to anyone else mkianza ku
and it actually did it's a true story. Ilisha because so most of the times kila time nikiwa single ya yuko single.
Oh.
So tuko na hii mchezo sasa nilisikia kwa single.
Uleka long game lakini.
Yeah, you need to a long game. Yeah. You bet for the
Kibbs,
final lap.
Kibbs and his girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh really? So sasa nilisikia kwa single.
Tumejuana since 2016.
Sasa nilisikia tu kwa single. Nikasema hapa lazima tu arashishe process haraka.
Hakuna story bomb.
Oh, that's the same story as you keep. Stop it. Dropping the stories hapa.
Ah, mimi yangu si unajua bro, mimi nikiwaambia stories zangu hapa mnaweza anza kufeel mazee ni ka love story
nyingine. No, tuambie tunapenda love stories.
So basically, for me it's been like mazee demu wangu mwenye tuko naye sasa actually my wife.
Ah,
chani yake hivyo man.
Wazee wako waocha wanaona. My wife na tujaona kitu hapa.
Watu wanashangaa.
No, but let me just cut the story short. Basically, tulikuwa tunajuana for a minute.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, tulikuwa almost like in a kind of same circle.
Mm.
But sasa kuna time, mimi nikiwa single na kuna boy. Mimi nikiwa na dem, kwa sababu unapata ni best yake. Niko na dem, yeah, ako single. But sasa na alafu sasa nilikuwa na feeling vibaya. Niko na dem lakini na feel vibaya the fact that naona wasio wanaanza kumkatia. Niko like, atu sinyongeleshe. I'm sad the love of my life anakatiwa. Una get? Yeah, so eventually it happened that stars ili align.
Yeah.
We were both single. It can happen, bro.
Yeah.
I believe you should never let your partner get in the way of you finding your soulmate.
That's true. 100%. 100%.
You work out for him. Angalia Alicia Keys na Swizz Beatz.
By the way, Kibbs, mine is this same exact story as yours.
Because
she was also like, unaona my boys wana try kumkatia.
Man.
So in fact what I used to do nilikuwa na mhook up na wale ma guys
wale mafala.
Exactly. But this is joke.
Unaweka na mafala unasema I hope sana jaribu waje iwezi, lakini on the same naambia bro mazee udem amesema na kudai
Kibbs usini chocho ushifanye hivyo. Mimi nilikuwa na do hivyo.
Tumefanya na wewe.
Udem anaweza kudai. Alafu unajua tu udem of course hakuna mahali naenda. You're just there for the fun.
Ko secure.
It's being a sociopath, man.
Content.
That's not normal. Okay, I have two questions. Number one, in your experience, what's the best places in Nairobi for a first date? I've just said about time.
Okay.
Mimi niko na mingi. Tupatie tu mbili basi. Wa promote leo for free.
Oh, Leo ni for free. Kuna
too.
Uncle Le Grill ila kitisuri.
Ah yeah, that one. They are very nice.
Hapo kwanza enda date night na dress up. Mwambie dress up, dress up and then date night.
But hata ni kwambie kitu about Uncle Le Grill. Jipange poa kwa sababu mtura hapo peke yake ilikuwa so sita.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, unajua.
Mtura ni so sita.
Exactly my
so
point.
So mtura ni so sita. What do you how much do you think steak is?
But the thing is, kama iko hivyo, how much do you think she loved the first date?
Okay, that place is nice.
100%.
That place is
so
nice.
So come at a first date itakuwa in like 2 months. Save for those 2 months.
Oh, umepeleke umeka enough credit.
Pick a true story, pick a story. Siku ya date. Uko na do.
Umeleke movie man.
But when are you able to maintain that after she says yes? Ama kuna recruitment budget ni different na operational.
Unajua prezo akishapatanga presidency.
Afanye campaign.
Afanye campaign tena. Okay, but no, the thing is sai tuko na point yenye tuna understandiana. Unanipata? Like ni ile ya babe, sina doa tuwezi enda huku. But siko niko na doa. Ai. Una mambe ile ankole hapa, wacha tu order tukulange tukiendanga Kempinski.
Yeah.
Unajua? Wacha tu order ya ankole. kule kwa so like kuna ankole alafu pia buda nikani kuna list nafanya
tupatie tu mbili
kama file
I'd have to say hii hata Kibs ndo lini plug Nabo Bistro.
Yeah,
Nabo Bistro,
karibu niseme Nabo Bistro.
Why does it sound familiar?
Karen
yuko hapo Lavington. No, yuko ile iko Lavington hapo after Lavington Mall ukishuka hivi. Anyway, iko Lavington.
I'll have to say Ole Sereni Rooftop.
Okay.
Ole Sereni Rooftop. That's the only place. That's one of the places I end up here.
Bede kuna pool, kuna nini. It's a very chill place. Kuna
lakini hapo lazima uwe jako. Baridi kasha.
Oh, kuna noma. So kama ajabeba jako, hiyo ndio the romance inatokea ni unampea alafu una dedi na pneumonia baadaye.
Yeah, but surprisingly the cocktails and the food is like unasikia Ole Sereni unashtuka kiasi, but it's like it's nothing out of see kitu unaweza handle.
Okay. Nice one. Okay. I have another question. Does it impress you if your partner spends a lot of money on a first date?
Is it?
Does it impress you if your partner spends a lot of money on a first date?
So you sisi swali yetu ni gani?
Does it impress you if you, if a partner okay.
Mimi ndo nimepelekwa date in this case.
I don't know, possibly, but let's look at it both ways.
That was from a chick's perspective.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is from
now,
a chick's perspective.
Yeah, from a guy's perspective, it's like, do you think it's I'm impressed to spend
more? A lot of money.
Ama kufanya something else.
I mean, I feel like, yeah, of course, I'm impressed to spend more. That's why unaenda place poa.
Kama kina nkole.
Yeah.
Yeah, me na feel the whole experience is what matters. Me nikis, unaweza spend do alafu food ikwe work. Unajua, I have the worst experience usikuwe mfani, chemistry daddy. So, na feel
so like that a loss.
The whole, as in, maybe hata si loss kwako, but buda umespend. So, me na feel two experience yote in terms of like, man, ni vile unatoka hadi kijani, ukifika hapo, vile inakaa. Business akuata food ni sonane. Lakini ukiangalia aesthetics, nilichagua bezi. Kwanza unafaa kuenda hizi bezi zina come up. Bado uko na ma offer mob. Hapo ndo ukienda hivi yako like, huko na uweza amespend. Kumbe ndo imeanza. Like in the next 2 months, maybe kama iku work out, aende na boy mwingine ana realize, oh shit.
It was expensive.
Bezi ni expensive. Kumbe tu amepanda bei.
Yeah.
I think that's the vision.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if it's by coincidence or by choice, but I primarily hook up with like rich women. So do wa inezi wa impress. But experience like kitu umeonyesha kitu out of the ordinary. Hiyo sasa ndio ume earn marks hapo.
So you don't
them ame have dinner London like hotel high class na muonyesha nini huko Kenya.
So you don't coincidentally uja bump into the Nairobi girls one by year,
send me something.
See type yake. But then this guy is always driven. All his time amekuwa kidete.
Oh, seriously?
Madam wote for some reason.
Yeah, like
Madam by the madam mwenye umseo dina, honestly tunamwambianga how do you choose?
Yeah.
How do you, so Owen, how do you know?
Master, how do you know
tell she's
us,
a rich?
When is your book dropping? And can you do a conference
to
I'm at a master class.
So I don't know. I think ni aura. They have that aura.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Aura, yeah.
So is it that we don't talk a lot, we keep calm, like the way you're calm, Mama? How do you get it?
I feel like my wild personality is what maybe attracts.
Because hakuna mse ukua kawe. Nani kawe, bro?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the kid.
Bigger, bad boy.
It feels like Gibbs. Final round, we are done.
Yeah. So, what is a big red flag on a first date? Please give your experience. If someone is on their phone like almost the entire time, we're never gonna talk again. I feel like actually, like you're trying to say I'm not entertaining enough for you not to use your phone for like an hour or two. Like najoy generation agent, you are ADD, but come on, man.
Always on your phone,
yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, always
that's
your phone
a big one.
Very big red flag.
I think ni me for me, your chance me back in the day was day man asalimia kila mseta au mazee. Akona ma fans mazee.
Ana hug
bounce. Ama hata kwa club ana hug bounce. Ana kiss bounce kwa cheek.
Batana na mwambie. Ati batana na mjo
umerudi tena no.
I'm like, what am I getting myself into?
Yo.
Actually, I think you're on your red flag. Yeah,
you're in the bit. But now, unajua, it's like, for me, even though me wanna feel.
Alianza na makanga, bro. I do.
Like, na wewe sasa, okay, come for me. De mwangu wana feelingi hivo.
Like, mimi sasa,
yako ni job.
Yeah.
Oh.
like tell me to the chick is not a celebrity.
Yeah.
Like she's not a public figure.
Yeah.
Just a but my G, butterfly.
The number of people, let's say you've gone for an event, mm. the number of people I may hug kutoka kwa hiyo entrance hadi hapa.
Adim sana perform anashuka anampiga hug yake hapo down.
Jashinski. This might be a meeting as a jamio, but if you easy hug nigga mwingine nikiwa hapo bro. Na feel pe
easy hug, easy hug.
She can't hug another nigga chukua pamoja. Let me come kwa event.
Nagadi ameinua mguu mmoja hivi.
Wewe bro kwanza ni gani afa kuogopa na kula ngumi akitoesha kana mbeba na
tena muinua na swing.
Inakuwa disrespectful for guys to do that, right? Like
you can't do that.
Even when I meet a chick I know and I see her with other guys, I always try to say hi to the guys first to neutralize this situation. It doesn't look madharawish, especially if you're a public figure. Now they start feeling like umeka
utafanywa kwa ule mse blankets.
Wacha bana. Wacha bana.
Waja. Wewe si hatuna noma. Hatuna noma sisi. Hatuna noma. So,
haya. Pole.
Oh, so yeah, tips by the way to guys out there. If you're saying hi to a chick who's with the boys.
Pigwa.
Hadi upigwe huko.
Start with the boys.
Yeah, for sure. Mimi ni on the first date kwa route. Especially to like waiter ama staff guy, it says so much about you that like if I end up marrying you, it means that I'm to wangu mazie atakuwa traumatized man. To produce more comedians, it ends with me, you know.
The last like, funny generation,
the last funny niggas in Aisha na sisi. So like wezi kuwa rude kwa say cuz utaileta pia mtaa.
Okay, Kibs,
this is the best one
and it's the final one.
Do you kiss somebody goodbye on a first date?
That's very awkward.
Kiss where?
That's the real question.
That should be the real question.
Do you kiss somebody goodbye
on the first date? Just for context, umeona kama hizi vitu kaki na Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, I have seen.
Ile ukidrop kwa mlango.
I have seen that.
Ukidrop kwa mlango hapo mnabonga ile ya mwisho, unampiga kisi ya busu, wacha niite busu. Unampiga busu ya kwenda kufikiria mtaani. Unacheki. So,
unasema busu na.
Eh, mazee, unasema kama sio.
Unataka kuna lips big.
Ndio jambo.
Kuna lips big. Busu. Yeah, so me honestly speaking, mimi niliwaambia napenda tachi, napenda nini, so kukiss ni kitu ndogo. I mean, if she's in for it.
Have you been curved before? Have you tried that on a first date? And you, yeah. Kasku, ulijaribu kulinivu kasku mwevi kiasi mkua shikilo. Kukanda kushikilo
na mwoji. Lazima uri
energy. Like I was speaking something on the bar.
Lazima uri energy before.
Unaridingi energy. Sini wajaja mwere. It's like, sisi ni ule unapima. Ukiona, kwazo ukiona tu ameanza kulini na amekushi. Ndo mwana kutouch ni very important. I told you guys, because there's no, I've never seen anyone lean in bila kushika mtu kukiss. Unless I don't know. Unless sijui. Like sija kushika anyway and nikifunga macho. That's
labda hata mkiskam mfungua macho.
Hey Buddha, you're like samaki Buddha. Samaki like those.
So when you miss your neighbor,
you're like kulomena nini?
You're kulomena bro. Like we can't be doing that, man. It's an ick. By the way, it's an ick for the ladies, for us. Mimi nimesikia kutoka mademo akisema kuna venye utanikiss kama umefungua macho.
Come
be doing that.
Come
optician. So kiss, yeah, definitely mimi now
mshaitai like, kukiss tao venye wase uangalia.
I miss like kiss tao.
Hey, I miss jiji. Ikiwa kushikilia demo wase tao kitambo ilikuwa pressure. So unajua say ni wife jali sana but kitambo jo like
wa Kenya uko so judgment. Unaona
wanaona. Ameushikana mkono though.
Okay, una bebe anadi handbag by the
way. Yeah.
Ushe bebe anadi handbag.
Na bebe si nishae, na bebanga sometimes. So like akiwa na vitu mzito sasa surely.
Akiwa na vitu atenge kwa handbag. Ni zile kiondo hadi wa kids bana surely. I know you love
me. Am I now emasculated because I did that?
Kids, what do you mean? Kama amebeba mizigo. Kwani like sema umetoka kamkunji.
Okay, tayari tayari.
Umetoka kamkunji, umebeba zile manastick. Wewe yeye na amebeba manastick.
No, 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 kako na ba. Listen,
Kibs wa nimaliza. What do you mean?
Tell us. I mean, like, already the mwangu amebeba. So, like, kama kuna bugs mbili.
Yeah, yeah, very funny joke.
Yeah, already amebeba. So, kako na bugs mbili, like, I mean, sina msaidia na moja.
Alafu hiyo day nilimsaidia na moja ikakuwa ile bag yake fulani na nikaonekana nayo. So mimi nilikuwa hadi watu waliniambia bag vile nilikuwa nimebeba. Juu mimi nilibeba niliweka hapa kwa shoulder. Alafu nikaikumbatia huko chini. Unapata?
Ulige too comfortable. Watu waliniambia unabeba handbag leo kwa kichwa hapa.
Was a big shout out to Nyamita. Aliniambia unafaa kuinyonga unaishikia huko kando hivi ukitembea.
Ums anaisupport hadi na mkono wake.
Hivi man, yo, unafua kui hold carefully. But come on dogs.
Kwa hivi place ya kawa kwa na mjaji.
Kwani ni mbaya?
Not mbaya.
No, ni venye ume get so comfortable. Yani mbaka, iku hapa hivi umeishikilia hivi.
Mbaka mendoka PCH at
women's guild. Yeah,
but you see now, sisi married niggas. Big shout out, Benseko.
Oh, can relate.
Yeah, you can relate. So
make
mockery of marriage. No, 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 sisi. Like the thing is lazima manifest. Ni ku show that stuff yangu is not a matter. Mbele ya watu kama Mungu anasema, wewe unajua. God anasemanga.
Ah, God anasemanga. God anasemaje?
Okay, God anasemanga if you usikuwa ashamed of me in front of other people. Something like that.
Yeah.
If you not get ashamed of me.
If you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you in heaven.
Thanks, bro. No maana ulikuanga mse wetu wa maombi. So like, eh, hey, unacheki kitu kaya hiyo. Like, mimi niko like, no matter where we are.
Yeah.
Siezi feel vi. Like akuna kitu yote. What's yours is mine, what's mine is yours, right? Mm. So yeah, that's just it.
To be honest, Miss Jan, lock your level. Hata leo mazi. Like I can't carry my wife's handbag. It's a bit tricky.
Yeah, for real?
Yeah. It's a bit tricky for me.
Hakujamiangi?
Apana, like I think ashazo.
I feel like she give up. Put you in that position. Jua na jua saa pia na ama. I hope so to sound kama ole boys.
Oh yeah, check so you're not sounding me so yeah, from a toxic place by the way. You know,
well, mine a bit, but
but what's the main reason why I always beba bug?
I think that's one of the toxic side in me yenye bado ijaisha. Oh, so I think everybody has a level of toxicity. Just a small percentage. That's for me.
Sio kwangu kaona beba bug yake utaingia kwa bug yake. Nafai kuingia kwa bug ya dem.
Saki kwambia babe, can you get me some? Akiwa huko
unaangalia hivi una ramage.
Bwana huko unajua vile mademo weka kila kitu kwa bag. Please don't watch blindly. Angalia uichukue hiyo kitu. Unaweza funga macho ingize mkono kama sangu nilingiza mkono kwa handbag yake nikitafuta simu yake.
Yeah.
Nilidungwa na ma toothpick. Yeah. So I was like, "Why do you have toothpick?"
Lakini
ndio
umepeleka kama kisana basi.
Sijui alikula nyama mahali. Bali nilikuwa like unaona such kind of things iko kwa bag. Unaweza kuwa injured data. Nza umu hata na paka. Unajua like something can happen. Like anything can happen.
Mademu beba vitu weird though.
Vitu weird.
Like madawa kwanza. Kuna dawa kazi. Zabala haka una stethoscope. Hapo
yeah, you go like, hey, Buddha, what does this even do? Slippers.
Okay, ya kukushika kaa unadanganya. It's like a lie detector. Your heartbeat is beating quick. Oh man, that was funny.
Yeah.
We've answered it.
Me nime answer.
What was the question at?
So the question to be have fun, that's how it's supposed to be. Mukijua maswali mjua mja have fun. Do you kiss somebody goodbye on a first date? Me nime wambia.
Yeah.
Mimi nao na touchingi. Na lazima, si ati lazima, but for me, highly recommended.
I try, not the whole kiss, because sometimes...
Not the whole kiss, what does not the whole kiss
so maybe... That's what I'm saying. That's what, let me explain it.
Kwa cheek nani gani?
Kwa cheek ile yenye. Ile yenye ataka atakukave. Itakuwa that embarrassing. I feel like try to kiss mse kwa lips alafu akukave. Kurecover from hiyo man ni a bit tricky. So to play it safe, you try it on the cheek.
Kama ile watu jona to ushago. That's right. Vile like, oh mama ushago kunya. Eh buda usiniachie mate huko anacho chalizo zako.
Like after first date like hey,
after first date hiyo ndo zako.
Keep drop bachako's bus station. Arudiwe buye. Yeah, so that's a very inakuwa you have to really read the energy. You have to be right because if it backfires. Mm. But sometimes it can also backfire just for the chick to make you chase her more.
Yeah.
Maybe she's actually
could like work for this.
Yeah.
Hey, lakini kama I have to work for that, it means what? Hey, please man, come at the vision, but the vision mali tudaenda. I think it will take years.
Wacha tumalize tu sasa.
Wacha tuishe. Yeah, this is the first and last date, man. I'm sorry, man.
I got working for sex. A kiss.
Come on, dog.
Just
a kiss. Okay.
Hata Peter, si unajua. Hata Peter si alikiss. Wewe unajua story, bro.
Peter, oh.
After betrayal.
Ama ilikuwa nani? Ilikuwa Judas.
Bro, unajui Bible at all?
No, najua, but no, that's why
ilikuwa Judas enye alienda kukiss Jesus. Alisema ule mwenye nda kiss, ndio huyo ndio
mafakshika. Imagine, alimkiss for, ilikuwa 30 bob.
30 silvers. Oh. 30 pieces of silver.
So, hey, imagine for 30. Na wewe unataka niweke 40 yote nishalipa date ya thao ngapi? Come on now. It's the least we can do.
So they need to learn from Judas, eh?
Yeah, Judas.
Ah, yeah. This is the final question, my brothers. In your experience, do you think you have disappointed someone on a first date?
In the bedroom, mama, in the
actual no, first date. On a date.
Date, too. Probably when I was in high school or something.
What did you do?
Well, I think nilimpea the ik, bro. You land a place ya shawarma, big knife.
Mm.
Hey. Yo, kitu kani drip ya hapa.
Nilijichafua.
Yeah, nilijichafua.
Na utambui.
Yeah, akwa ini text after hiyo.
Nukwa Messi. Yeah. Na weni mzwa Ronaldo. Na wajua
tari mini mfat. So, kia mfat na ukule sana.
You look like a glutton.
Wako like, come on, nigga. Like, come on.
Wako like, exactly. Yeah, like, I, that's
on,
why.
Nigga, like, why.
That's
yeah,
why.
Wezi kule na. So, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. Dafilio ni mchoma.
The judgment is strong.
Excuse me. Nona wapenda date za kukumi.
Okay, that's really fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Hakibs, what was the question again?
Have you ever disappointed someone on a first date?
Yeah, man. I didn't show up.
Oh, why?
So, as in, by there, I kuwa tisikuwa nataka. By there, as a matter of fact, I was really looking forward to it. Very, very hot girl. Kitu ili happen tu ni vile nilichill tu mtaani, alafu sunajua zile mambo zetu. Nili kula sandwich, if you know, you know. But nili sesh. So, nimechill hivi maniko too comfortable, alafu nimeka nika lose track of time, we're supposed to be meeting at 4. Buda, ni 4 tu. Sijaoga, sijafanya nini nini. So nikasema, hey, maybe if o tu pia amechelewa, I can save it. Maybe ajatoka kwa mbali sana. Kwa sababu anaweza kuwa alichelewa. Kupiga hiyo call buda, ananiambia, I've been waiting here for 30 minutes.
Ooh.
Bro.
Na ukuishia
bali. Kuenda. No, alisema, it's okay, you've already cancelled, I'm going. Akaenda buda. So like, as in, hiyo ni kitu na karingi paka waleo. Okay, si paka waleo.
Before.
So like, ni kitu na kuanga imeni heart.
Yeah.
It wasn't really intentional. It was from a point
Aiko
of...
madharao.
Nilikuwa nataka kuipush mbele kiasi. Let's say to meet 5 kauja fika.
Yeah.
Because I was running some errands for someone or something. Yeah. So that's what I wanted to do, but alikuwa mefika on time. So anyway, it was my fault, but... It wasn't intentional.
Yeah, it wasn't intentional.
Are so you know the
are you apologizing? I feel like she might be watching. Are you apologizing?
I know she does watch Junmiona ki post.
Oh, really? No, nice. No. Hey, me, I don't even know other women. Guys, other women don't even exist.
Big shout out to you.
Pana.
Have I disappointed somebody? Yes, definitely. I think I was also, it was just after high school. I think your date will get a bit too expensive. Nikambia,
yeah.
Sasa sipia ucha.
Sata
dunini. Pia
wesu mekula.
Sata dunini. What are we going to do here?
Sasa tuwa du.
Surona situation.
Ama tuchonge biyazi. Babe, utatoka tuchonge biyazi.
Apona ya nikajua hii meban na hii meenda.
I'm sure. Babe, mwana kwa tanipa
angu, baby. This is a wrap. Oh my guys.
Now, the last one before we end it. Ujai disappoint pia wife wako on a date? No,
can we ask her?
Like if I've disappointed my wife on a date?
Yeah, nilini alipanga duka sema, come on, my nigga. Like,
have I disappointed my wife on a first date?
Uliplan vibaya, ulienda kuchelewa, place ilikuwa dingy, ya ikuwa ka reviews. Amecheka sana.
Maybe kusahau kubook place. Kusahau kubook place, alafu I ended up booking some shoddy place. Yeah, that was... That maybe
like, actually. Budu ujajipanga?
Yeah, kusahau. No, misahau sasa kile. Mresha ni asahau wingi.
Creator.
Mresha na kwa mjipanga mbae. But thank you guys, man.
Me appreciate.
Thank you for having us too, man.
Vibe. You guys have been authentic. Appreciate you. All the best on your show.
Thank you, man.
When are you doing the concert? The live experience?
Tunaona tukifanya tu next year. Actually, this is the first place tumepeana. This is an exclusive.
Oh, wow.
Tujiambia waseba.
Buzz room.
Yeah, man. Home of exclusives.
Yeah.
So, like, atuifanyi.
Yeah.
Anytime this year.
Okay.
But now for next year, it's because, man, you know, chakula tamu ni ile imeka kwa moto.
But we do have some things here and there planned for you this year. So, see, I'm not to own.
Yeah. So, but we are doing other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, other things for kuhangouts.
Yeah.
Link, kufanya tu vitu.
Yeah.
So it's coming up, man. And go subscribe to the Sandwich Podcast. Watch Pia Chakubamba, especially if this is
Likubamba. You guys have a really beautiful studio.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
The ambience up on
you. Yeah, thank you.
Nafeel niko sito, niko so comfortable, nasikia ku overshare buda.
Nasikia
ku overshare huku ndani buda.
Uki drive home na mbona ndio biasi.
Man, mbona nilisema
za toa hiyo,
unaweza cut. Eh, see, hapa mzee it's very comfortable.
Me appreciate sana you guys. You guys are so cool. I wish you all the best. Thank you so much for coming through. Keep skipping my G. I'm still proud of you. I have a complaint to mention that to keep fist bump sana. Kutokuwa hiyo hizo.
Uni msa wangu wa kitambo sana.
Yeah, so keep winning, man, and all the best. Yeah, thanks, man.
You're doing good, son.
Thank you so much. Good
coffee, bro. Me.
Thank you.
Na kuonanga hivi nasema hadi kuna watu wenye tulikuwa nao before
huko
kwa ofisi. Whenever I meet them these days, I'm happy because what they tell me is like Psycho squeeze ya naringa. Yes, msema me make
what's
it.
What's wrong with
you? Yeah, like, oh squeeze ya naringa nini ali make it aka. At least you know he made it. Yo kuringa ni wewe iko kwa kichwa chako. Unajua like yeah man, at least we are happy that you made it.
Yeah.
But ongelesha us eh.
Thanks man.
You were John and Spa saying. Mean say kwa pillow talk na Dave and Nyambe that we should start one like this.
Like by the
teasing you. Don't get married. Well, I mean hapa.
Yeah. Ulimwambia for a lot.
Yeah.
Ulimwambia mechizi.
Ambe umeruka akili.
By the way, unajua story ya marriage is very important because juzi hii ni kufunga tunapenda kuongea.
Yaongeeni.
Tunapenda kuongea. Juzi mazeni nimekuwa job ninapatiwa medical insurance. Wananiambia do you have any wife dependents kids? Kasema kids sijui but
wife hakuna.
Naweza weka potential wife.
Hakuna.
Akaniambia sisi lazima sijui certificate. Bro, naenda kuforge certificate. Si watu watakuforgeki certificate kuenda kutafuta kazi.
Ya marriage.
Natafuta ya marriage. Ni mseti hapo insurance.
Alafu njaribu kumtoka. Na ya sasa hiyo certificate asemenia ukweli. Sasa itabaki tena.
Hey.
Itabaki sasa sandwich pia 20%.
Natoa ile ukweli. Natoa ile jina different.
Achukue sasa life insurance na hiyo certificate.
Oh.
I mean, she could never do that because atuachani. Oops. I guess we'll never know.
Bro, you know.
I guess we'll never know.
You guys, thank you, man. I'm so grateful for honoring the invite. Thank you so much, guys, for watching the show. Let me know how it's been today. Make sure you subscribe, leave a comment. This is the Jared Podcast. This is The Den by Ben Psycho. Appreciate you guys. Adios.
Cheers.